Tell you what, though, I've watched a few episodes of True Blood and it's quite good.
You dickhead. Welcome to the Steve and Tom Show! For every download, we will give £10 to charity. Charity's the name of a prostitute.
So, Tom, it's me and you today. Phil's not here. Sadly, couldn't be with us. He's dead.
he's not dead. That would be a bit of a shock.
Well, it's because we had the idea to do this podcast, and then, of course, everyone went back to uni, so it's harder to get everyone together, especially you and Preston.
Sorry about that.
Should be. So we've got you on audio link already. Phil's just... I wanted to record some stuff today. Phil can't be with us because he's furiously masturbating to X Factor. He loves that Wagner. He's off.
Definitely. Live webcam coming soon.
Yeah, live webcam to his room just to cheer everyone up that he's not here. Well, I've still not put up the original recording up, so I need to either edit that and add it on, because there's so much of it there's just bad quality audio, because we used a mic but didn't turn it on and just had your internal laptop mic. The quality, quite a lot of it's alright, but it's just like when we laugh and everything, it distorts. Have you noticed all the new horror, sexy thriller horror drama series that are coming out from America?
Definitely. Vampires are meant to be really sexy and stuff.
But the fact that it's all kicked off by Twilight, which is in itself a terrible film and a terrible concept, it's just more annoying.
Yeah, I watched it kind of recently after ages, and it was really, really overhyped, wasn't it?
Don't you hate Bella? She just doesn't do what any normal human being would do. The idea is she's just so overcome by her senses and she just loves this thing, but it just doesn't translate through the fucking TV screen, does it? She's just and he's addicted to her. She's like, I love him.
Doesn't he have something that makes her like him anyway?
Well, he says at one point something like, you don't love me, I'm just designed like this. My smell, my looks, it's all designed to entrance you. And they're sparkly in the sun and all that shit. It's just it's so annoying. And they introduce the werewolves just and by the way, there's werewolves. There's no, build up. There's no nothing.
I just thought he was gay. He's all very gay.
I'm not watching either, True Blood or Vampire Diaries is another one.
I'll tell you what, though, I've watched a few episodes of True Blood and it's quite good.
You dickhead.
Sorry to ruin it, but it is.
That's the girl that's going at the start.
It's good, though. It's there's loads of people having sex with vampires, vampires having sex with vampires, and it's crazy, though, because
vampire on vampire action.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's some video of some vampire guy having sex with this woman while she's tied up, and he's just going crazy fast.
What I've realised in the last few days is there's always a moral to the news. Have you noticed that?
I haven't, no.
No, this is educational. If you read the news, there's a clear moral at the end of most stories.
Alright, explain.
Nah, will do, right. So, I presume you've heard of Jason Manford and his Twitter sex shame.
I've not heard of it.
No, I heard of it.
No, tell me.
Jason Manford, the Now One Show host, was revealed that he'd been sending sleazy sex messages, I suppose, to a girl on Twitter. Of course, he's described as BBC Manford 29. Just to make it sound, he's more wholesome if he's from the BBC. And he's been messaging busty 22-year-old. She sounds gorgeous, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Busty 22-year-old. I'd be messaging if I could, if I knew her. But let me just, listeners, if you get the chance, then research this so you can just see the lady, and I'm going to show you the screen now.
Show me?
Yeah, show you the screen. So you can just see this busty 22-year-old.
Is that her?
That's the truth. That she is fit, busty 22-year-old.
Wait, are you showing me the right picture? Is that...
Yeah. Girl with hair blown back in the wind, pink cardigan, 20 stone.
Nice.
She's called Deborah McNamee.
What was he thinking?
He's thinking Leigh Bargain. She's from Wolverhampton as well, just to like, no offence to people from Wolverhampton, but yeah, if they said fatty from Wolverhampton, it doesn't sound nearly as nice as busty 22-year-old.
Is that all they just said? She was a busty 22-year-old, nothing else?
Oh, it shows a picture and everything, but it's just the way they describe her. So, you know, when you do the first glance, you're like, oh, what a sleazy bastard. But actually, it's kind of worse. Like, if he finds that attractive and he's messaging it, it's just strange, isn't it?
I kind of feel a bit sorry for him because he obviously didn't think that's who he was talking to.
Do you reckon she was doing, she had a picture of Edward Cullen?
Yeah, I reckon. Definitely.
He's like, who is this fit 22-year-old?
Definitely.
So, like, the way it started was she messaged him and she thought, like, you know, I don't know, something like, oh, I love your show, thinking nothing would came from it. And apparently she had a, you know, like a profile picture of quite a busty lass.
Yeah.
So she, well, he messaged her back and I think it was a bit more, you know, like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes it sound in this like he sent a message back saying, hey, don't tell anyone I'm talking to you.
Really? So it was actually probably completely innocent then?
No, he did say, send me your boobs. Hold on.
Send me your boobs.
Yeah, pretty much. He's due his third child, they're making a big deal of that, so, you know, he's being more of a bastard. Yeah. So Jason's got a reputation of being very clean cut, but there's obviously a more sleazy side to him. So this is Deborah talking. I was really shocked by the way he pursued me, and I think most people will be too. If I were his wife today, I'd be furious.
Was she not up for it?
That's it, exactly. You can see the picture she sent of him in her bra, and she said there was another one of her topless. So, like, she reciprocated, and now she's like, what a bastard. You're a slag. You are a slag, Deborah.
It's like, damn man making me do these things to myself.
Yeah, I have no sense of will. Manfred asked me. He met her online. No, he didn't meet her online. I hate that. On October the 22nd. A day later, he began sending her private messages and excitedly asked her to send him racy photos. Like, I doubt it was quite excitedly. He's like, nice picture, send me more, obviously. Do you know what I mean? There's no real, like, he's not cheating on his wife. I know it's wrong and everything.
Yeah,
actually, thinking about it, it's quite wrong. You should have done it. But it just makes me laugh how, the way they spin it. The way they spin it actually makes me feel like Jason Manford's being victimised. I don't want to protect him. But it says 5 days later on October the 28th. I love the fact that they're putting in the dates. They make it sound like a court case, you know, more official and scary. So, like, on the night of October 28th, the fan thing finally caved in and sent him two pictures of herself in a lacy bra and one posing topless. Just remember how fat she is. How ugly she is.
Did you say she finally caved in?
The article says the fan finally caved in. But, like, no, she was probably like, ooh, I'm going to send you guys pictures.
It's like the guy of Austin Powers that you ask him three times and he has to tell you.
It's exactly that. I can imagine it, yeah. Send me some boobs. No, I can't. You're married, you've got kids. Oh, go on, send me some boobs. No, you're married, and you know, I'm starstruck, but I'm not. Oh, go on, send us your boobs. There you go. I caved. It doesn't say, you know, the exact message. She kind of describes kind of stuff. Like, apparently he started with asking her about a dog. That's some of the kids and their slang nowadays.
That's always it.
That's the line I use. Hey, baby. Yeah. If you know what I mean. Send me your boobs.
I don't think he was asking her about her dog. I think he was just calling her one, probably.
Like, did he think she was his mate now? So he's like, how's my dog?
I think so.
When he first thought no one would know, he started getting more racy in what he said. I think he was bored on tour and thought he'd never get found out. He asked me for photos and he'd tell me how excited he was by them.
I reckon I he was probably just sat there with his mates and they were all pissing themselves.
Imagine that, yeah. He's like to his tour manager, like, look at this fat bitch thinking she can get some of Manford. I'll tell you what, mate. I'll tell you. See if she'll send me the boobs.
Yeah, definitely. That is actually...
Hey, Jason, ask her how her dog is.
That has solved the problem, I think.
Yeah. She's a big fan of his. I just got caught up in the excitement of tweeting someone famous. It says here, it says somewhere, he described performing a sex act while looking at the photos. Which is a very, very strange way of saying he had a wank.
Yeah, definitely.
Perform sex acts.
Is he doing it on a stage in front of a live audience, a sex act? Welcome to Act One. That'd be good. And then the curtains close at the end.
That would be brilliant to do on stage, for a live comedy thing, say... Hey everyone, with phones and Twitter, look at this fat bird who's messaging me live on stage. And there was someone in the audience being like, go send me your tits. But it keeps going on about, throughout every article about him, it goes on about his clean cut image and his BBC, and it's ruined his family image. But I have seen him on TV, he constantly talks about bang babes. And, he has a massive joke about trying to have a wank and then hiding the tissues when his wife's coming downstairs.
Yeah, he's always talking about porn, isn't he?
Yeah, so, he talks about porn a lot, and bang babes, not a lot of men would admit, even if they did watch bang babes. He just goes on about him all the time.
He loves bang babes. I remember seeing a thing where he was saying that he's got something where he can watch his TV on his computer, or, his computer and his TV's linked from different rooms, and then... one day he just put some porn on one or the other of them and it came on in the other room when his wife was there, wasn't it?
That would be brilliant. That would be so annoying. Yeah, because with the new computers you can Windows 8 or whatever it is, Windows 7, you can link up loads of laptops to share really easily and show things.
Even if you don't want to. Oh man.
Why send your busty pictures to celebrities when you can send them to the steveandtomshow@gmail.com? But no fat chicks.
Trent Stone woman stuck on slide at Butlins. I'm only going to cover the highest news here. So a woman sparked a dramatic rescue when she got stuck on a Butlins water slide. Yeah, she held up 100 holiday makers. They had to be evacuated from the area of the ride.
They make it sound like she is an actual whale. Like, they've just rescued a beached whale. It's the RSPCA.
They had to spray her down with water every so often and keep her moist. So, yeah, the mum of two, which just makes it worse for some reason. She was in a yellow rubber dinghy with a slimmer female. When the kit became trapped halfway down the splashed water world slide.
What's it? I feel sorry for the slimmer female. Did they get stuck as well?
Yeah, they got stuck, but they got out. They got out, but when the fat woman got up to get out, she slipped on the slide and fell, and they reckon she might have damaged her spine.
Shit.
So she literally was like a beach whale lying in the middle of the slide, and they didn't want to move her because she was I'm in pain. My back! Oh, my back's gone! Oh, no! Pass me the fried chicken! So, basically, she was in charge of the dinghy or whatever, the rubber thing, and got it beached somehow in the mid-slide. And I think the moral of the story is that I was talking about before is Jason Manford tweets fat birds, so don't tweet him while you're steering a dinghy.
That's some good advice.
Yeah, she obviously took her eyes off the wheel. Yeah, basically, I think they're implying that because she was so fat, the water level, she just pushed the dinghy down. So usually it would be on a layer of water going down the slide, but it just literally ground to a halt. Thinking maybe there was a pump fault that stops the water flow a bit, but, the weight of the woman didn't help matters, basically.
Yeah.
So... a spokesman estimated the woman weighed about 16 stone, but an insider claimed weighing 16 stone is very generous I would say she was around the weight restriction limit just by herself.
Is the inside of someone she's eaten or something?
Quite possibly. The insider said, "This is one fat bitch."
Do you want me to tell you about the latest craze?
What's the latest craze?
You'll just be amazed, blown away, and you'll just have to hear it. It is a craze between young women by the name of vajazzling, which involves them having their pubic hair waxed or shaven, and then where the pubes used to be, some stick-on crystals.
Stick-on crystals?
Seriously, apparently Jennifer Love Hewitt is the first one to do it, and now loads of women are doing it. You'd just be, horrified if you saw that, wouldn't you?
Sure, it might chafe quite badly if you're going out, if, a vampire in True Blood.
Imagine how shocked you'd be.
You'd be, I've struck gold! Yeah, I've struck gold!
The hidden treasure.
I'm searching for treasure. That'd be a brilliant euphemism for going out looking for foot on the pole. No, baby, I'm just searching for treasure. I've heard it on the radio, the word vajazzle. Is it to do with, did they talk about it on The Only Way is Essex? Is that where it's become famous or something?
I don't know. I've just read it in the paper. Some 40-year-old woman or something wrote in saying all of her younger mates, 20-year-old mates at work, are doing it, and she's not sure whether she should do it because she doesn't want to be left out.
Oh, God, it's fine.
Yeah. I think she was
What weird place to stick on things. They must be, super glued.
Yeah, no.
Because, not that it caused some chafe, but it's, an area where, I don't know, I'd imagine as you put on pants and stuff, it's quite easily knocked off.
Yeah, yeah. People stick them on the faces, though, don't they? But, yeah,
I hope not afterwards. Quite often I've surfaced from the ladies in other regions with gems in my eyes. Did this come about when Kanye West had those diamond teeth put in, and did he get a bit frisky with his lady friend and she was like, oh, I like that?
Yeah, well, if it was Jennifer Love Hewitt, then maybe.
Could be, yeah. I think Jennifer Love Hewitt, she's a bit of a dark horse, isn't she?
She's an innovator.
She's a masturbator. I don't know, that didn't make sense.
I'm sure she is.
Ah, well, crazy. So I suppose men aren't doing that.
Well, no, I don't think so, no.
But you could have some manly gems. Have them.
The crown jewels. You could give it a go.
Yeah, literally the crown jewels. I like it. Oh, you could have them along the shaft. Oh, no, I'd hurt the lady.
I've heard someone I went to school with said that he knew someone who'd had their... Are we supposed to be talking about sexual things on this programme?
Who cares? My groin would look like a mythical dragon if I had one of them.
He said that someone he knew had their penis sliced at both sides and had ball bearings put in it, and then
so I'm going to beep that out.
Some knobbly knob.
Knobbly knob. I've heard about another thing. I heard it on one of Kevin Smith's podcasts, actually. I don't know if it is getting pretty disgusting. I can't believe he said about it. I'll tell you off air.
No, tell me now.
Actually, I'll tell you now, and then at the end of it, when I'm going to put in your right. So a guy, and save your disgust for a minute. Right, you get his.
Oh, why?
I love that. It wasn't your disgust. It was literal oh. I don't know. And he said when I've got this as well, when they go to have sex.
That's fucked up. Do people actually want to do that?
Some weirdos.
And have you seen that that guy who's had his knob tattooed like a dragon, and the piercing's like his eye?
No, but did he steal my vajazzle idea?
I think he might have, yeah.
If he could have done it, he could have been going about The Hobbit, man.
The Beast. could put on a puppet show.
Prostitutes and puppetry featured heavily in our last podcast, if I remember correctly.
I didn't think, shit, we can't go back in circles.
I'll move on to the next story. I like this. I've got a treat for you. I told you our story ages ago, and it's the funniest story I've ever read, and I've managed to find it, so I'm just going to show it you now.
Okay.
So you'll recognise this when you see it.
Oh, yeah. Did you not talk about this last time?
No, I never talked about it on our podcast. I just spoke about it to you.
I love it. Go for it.
Yeah, so this is the story of Jack Sedgwick, the 89-year-old great-granddad. You see, you might be wondering, what could possibly Jack Sedgwick, what trouble could he get in? a crossword enthusiast. Well, this is a perfect, like, old things should not mix with new. Because, do you know, crosswords, they can be tricky, can't they?
Yeah.
So when he didn't know the answer to a clue, he searched it into his Yahoo search engine, and he was shocked at the results, because 14 across, the clue was wild Asian ass. So he's just thinking, oh, what's it? I'll search in here. Oh my God!
Do you think he fell backwards off his chair?
I think he did, yeah. I think he just... His recliner, he was in a recliner with a laptop and it just popped out.
So did he find what he was looking for is the question.
Yeah, he did. He was looking for wild Asian ass, the dirty bastard. So he's trying to use his new computer and he was shocked. And he said one website offered the hottest, spiciest Asian ass you'll ever see. So he went on, no, like this. After trying variations of the theme with the same result, he found the answer by searching for donkey sanctuaries. He persisted, the cheeky bastard.
He did get the answer he was looking for in the end.
Oh, he's shocked.
I reckon that he just, like, made out to his wife he was shocked, but he knew what he was doing.
It's obviously an excuse, isn't it? No, it's the crossword, love. She's like, all right, fair enough. Hang on. 18 downs Chinese sluts, is it, you cheeky bastard?
I want to know what these variations were.
I want to know what they were, actually. Asian ass wild? A bay got sent to Mr. Chew's Asian Beaver.
Mr. Chew's Asian Beaver.
Yeah, I'm not a frequenter of the site, but I've seen it before. It's popped up. I think he's 89. I feel sorry for the great-grandson he's made type it in for him. Like,
what, is that what he did?
No, I just think, you know, obviously, at 89, he's not very computer literate. Sonny Chin, come over here. I want you to type something into you.
Okay, Grandad, that's fine. Always willing to help, and I'll set up the VCR for you again.
Okay, here's the 14 down. Wild days and acts. Type wild days and ass into the computer.
I don't want to.
They're right.
I did do some research and Onager.
Onager.
Onager, no, Onager. Onager. It's found in deserts in the Middle East, that Asian ass.
Oh, really?
Mm, yeah.
Interesting. In the Middle East, yeah. There's going to be a lot of disappointing holiday makers.
That's it on the flyers. See wild Asian ass.
Every night.
For a carrot, they'll do anything.
Just a stable full of wild Asian ass. You can even ride some wild Asian ass if you want.
Two, you could ride it with the bigger ones. So there's a moral to the story to this one as well, Tom.
Go on then.
Don't cheat at crosswords, you bastard.
That is true.
You see the results? Cheat at crosswords, you get porn. And a possible first erection for 35 years.
What did he think after he looked at the porn?
It's a bargain. So if people have listened to the previous podcast by now, then they know where we think DDAG and those kind of columns are quite funny. Taking the mick out of them. And I've got one from today, just one. And it's entitled, "He Hates How Porn Now Drives Me Wild." It says, "My boyfriend introduced me to porn, and now I can't get enough of it. But he's totally disapproving. We're both in our 20s. We've been together for 7 months. He has a huge sex drive and told me he liked pornography and pleasuring himself. I was shy in the bedroom when we first got together, but I started looking at porn while he was at work. Now I use it a lot, and I really get off on it. I told him, thinking he'd be impressed, but I was wrong. We had an argument. I can't understand why they're so upset, and being told I enjoy what he enjoys.
What a dick. Where do these guys come from?
Yeah, just like that one for last time. He was like, he came back to find his missus masturbating on the bed. I was furious.
I think he's living in the 1930s, where he's like, women can have no pleasure.
We were like, I'd feel the same way, but I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Is dinner on the table?
Yeah.
Good, carry on. But like, I can't believe it, because it's like, he told me he liked pornography and pleasure himself, when she was like, hey, I tried out that pornography thing. Awesome. And he was like, what?
How could you?
What are these men's problem? Unless they're watching like Two Girls, One Cup to get off on.
I don't know how you can be such a hypocrite. Crazy. Like, why?
Yeah, that really is just hypocritical. At least the first guy who had this problem didn't like masturbation and porn.
Yeah.
He was like, we had sex 3 times a week. What's wrong with that? Cool. So, what is your advice to this woman?
I think she should get a new boyfriend.
No talking out at all, just... Dump his ass.
Yeah, pretty much. I think he's enough.
I think she should beat him to death with a new 12-inch black dildo.
Me too. See how he likes that.
No, I think she should talk it out and everything, but what a ridiculous knobhead to fall out with her. But then again, she's the type of person who would write into a problem page rather than talk to friends like normal people.
That's true.
Deirdre says, my guess is he feels threatened. He liked being your sex mad experienced stud. Now your sex drive is rivaling his, and perhaps he sees you as getting off on guys with maybe more impressive equipment than he has. So that's, he's got like penis worries. Tell him this is a lesson for both of you, and you either watch porn together as a joint turn on or keep it really private. You can't keep it really private. Isn't this the same woman who told someone to dump their boyfriend because you watched porn 3 times?
Yeah,
do you remember that?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, no, that was just Jane.
Not Dave.
Yeah. So there's no moral to this one as well.
Go on, then.
Be careful what you wish for.
I like it, so...
Yeah, you can't wish for porn everywhere and then... Oh, it's too much porn.
I wish there was porn on every telly in my house.
Yeah, so that's the morals. So the morals to recap is don't tweet a fat bird. Don't tweet Jason Manford while operating dinghies. Don't cheat your crosswords and be careful what you wish for. That's what you've learned today.
Can you imagine, though, if she just, like, loved porn, you'd both, instead of sitting down to watch a film, you'd both just sit down and watch some porn? And you just put
that
in your breakfast and stuff?
This is what Jason Manford actually was saying, this, like, how could you be gay? Because what if, like, literally, you were like, oh, God, I'm a bit randy. Oh, me too. Oh, brilliant. Like, if that happened, you wouldn't get out of bed, would you?
No, yeah.
So if you were, like, literally... Got home to Mrs. Like, I've got some work to do, and she's like, oh, I was just going to watch this threesome. Oh, guess I'll watch that with you. 5 hours later.
Yeah, I want to see how this one pans out.
How will she get the amulet of vagina back to the temple before midnight?
Oh, will she get the vajazzling done in time?
Will the prince find the gem that matches the vajazzled vagina by midnight? Productivity would go fall down if both members of the relationship enjoyed porn.
Imagine if your boss at work liked to watch porn.
Nothing would get done. If I don't think we're going to get any further than those life lessons we've dished out.
Have you not got any more material?
No, I've run out of material. Have you got any more vajazzles to bring to the table?
I've got as many as you like. I've put an order in. So... I do the full service, if you're interested.
I thought you were just going to talk about, you know, the usual waxing or, like, shaving to make it, like, initials or some shit.
No. This is a whole new world.
A whole new world. Yeah, we're not going to top that. That's all for us, I think. Philip will be back with us next time. And so, goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'm waving. Are you waving, Tom?
I most certainly am.
No, don't wave that. I put it away.
I've been waving the whole show.
Thank you for listening to The Steve and Tom Show. For more information, you can visit thestevetomshow.blogspot.com.
go on, there'll still be time for porn.